Sutherland's bill takes aim at an EPA proposal to define the features of water bodies that could be subject to federal regulation. Sutherland says the change, if adopted, will put almost everything under the purview of the EPA.
So when the EPA proposed an outrageous new rule that would expand its regulatory authority under the Clean Water Act to include almost any body of water, from puddles to ditches to pipes to farmland ponds, I wanted to return to Tallahassee, the heart of our district, to begin our fight anew.
Currently, the EPA has oversight of navigable waterways like rivers. But Florida Agricultural Commissioner Adam Putnam worries the proposed rule will extend this jurisdiction to minor water bodies, micromanaging resources the state should control.
Where this really begins to impact much of the state that's not accustomed to having to ask Washington for a permit are ponds, ditches, canals, very small water bodies, perhaps even streams that only run during the rainy season, and then that water eventually finds its way into a navigable water body.
But the EPA disputes their claims and has launched a website called Ditch the Myth in an effort to clear up misconceptions. They say claims the agency will soon be regulating puddles are not remotely true, and streams that only run seasonally are already protected. The public comment period for the proposed rule is open until October 20th, and comments can be submitted to the EPA electronically or by mail. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.